On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from biggerpockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. The number one reason you're broke and how to change your fate, by Sterling White. Want to know the number one reason you're broke? You can work as hard as you want. You can hustle around the clock 7 days a week, but you won't change the dynamics of your finances and the amount of your free time. Not unless you get to the root of the problem. By no means am I a financial guru. However, I can tell you that I have personally seen a significant change in my income and real net worth by rewiring how I think about money and grasping and practicing this one key fact. The top reason most people are broke and stay broke is that they're consumers, not investors. Some might make a good six-figure income and have a nice job title, car lease, and big house. Still, most of those people are very broke. Most have zero or more likely a negative net worth, virtually no free time, and little disposable income. If you want to have more control over your time, have more financial security and freedom, or just put an end to being broke month after month, be an investor, not a consumer. Now, that doesn't mean you can't spend money. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy nice things. It does mean that you invest first. Then you let your investments pay for all of these other things. Anything I earn, I invest in myself or in real estate deals. I put my money into things that increase my worth and passive income, instead of buying things that go down in value over time. Here are some examples of that. Education. The most important investment you can make is in yourself. Ask any billionaire, and they'll tell you it is the best investment you can make. Invest in your knowledge, skills, and performance, which will ultimately help you earn more because you can bring more value to the marketplace. Obtaining skills, along with knowledge, are things that people can't take from you. However, if you're considering investing in a college education, think twice before accumulating that bad debt. Those are years you won't get back. Money is often spent on irrelevant information, and those loans will keep taking money out of your pocket for years to come. Instead, consider books, seminars, events, and training with a mentor. This information tends to be more transferable to the real world. Do what you can afford, and as it pays off and increases your income, keep dedicating a part of everything you make to more learning. Cars. Cars are easily one of the top two or three things that keep Americans broke. For most, It is inconceivable not to be driving the most expensive car they can possibly get a loan or lease for. That means they are always tapped out on their income. A big portion of their income every month goes into a depreciating asset. Buy a new car, and you are instantly throwing away half of the money on the price tag. Now, once you have already invested, and if that money will be coming from passive income from investments in cash you don't have anything better to do with, then absolutely treat yourself to a sweet ride. Houses. The same goes for houses you live in. For most, this will be the biggest expense of their lifetimes. Buying a home can be a somewhat smart financial move. Still, few get how much they really pay for a home when they factor in interest and taxes and other fees and maintenance. Like cars, most max themselves out to the limit. They chain themselves to those big piles of bricks that can hold them back from many other things they'd prefer to be doing, like free time or the ability to pick up and move elsewhere. Invest and let your investments in income-producing real estate pay for your own home. Don't sacrifice your ability to invest for a home that is a burden as soon as you get those keys. Summary. The number one reason people in America are broke is simply because they are spenders first. Those who aren't broke are those who invest first. This podcast shows some classic examples where you can change the odds in your favor and get control of your money. If you ever get stuck in deciding how to use a dollar, just remember to ask yourself whether that purchase or investment will take you closer to your goals. If not, it's taking you further from them. I hope you got some value out of that article. Before I get out of here, did you know Bigger Pockets has nationwide data that can help you identify the best market, neighborhood, and property to invest in? It's called Bigger Pockets Insights, and it's a benefit available to pro members only. See if Bigger Pockets Insights can help you at biggerpockets.com/insights. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.